everybody, and welcome to the podcast. We've got the full crew, or the usual crew around today. Adam's here in Cincinnati. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
We've got Kevin sipping coffee. Kevin.
Hello.
And Tom in the Great Pack Northwest. How are you, Tom?
Doing good, and welcome to Storage and Stuff.
I don't think that's the name of the podcast.
It should be.
Whoever gets the name, the first gets to name it.
Who the hell starts ad-libbing 5 seconds into the podcast about the name of the damn podcast in the first place?
Someone can't reach out and smack.
Let's get going. We've got a lot to cover today. Actually, we have almost nothing to cover, but we do have a couple exciting things. We have relaunched the Storage Review YouTube channel, so that's exciting. According to YouTube, we hadn't been online there in, what was it, Kevin, 4 years?
It was like 4.5 years.
And the last video we posted was me driving over a portable hard drive. Yeah, and a snapping noise that was, the video was 6 seconds long, and it was purely because we felt taunted by the vendor who said it was, I don't even remember what the claim.
Adam, could withstand like 3,000 pounds or something?
3,000 pounds, and so we, oh gosh, Kevin's...
That popping noise was it? Yeah, not
that makes for fantastic podcasting, playing YouTube videos over.
Yeah, that was the crunch of the hard drive.
Yeah, so we scrunched the hard drive out of spite more than anything else.
Out of love,
tough love.
Yes.
And so that was
the vendor
that
wasn't
was
thrilled,
exciting.
By the way.
No, we didn't really endear ourselves to them with that, but. We have since posted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 videos since last Friday, and we're making good progress. We have some that have done really well out of the gate. We've got others that are sort of finding their way.
Who knew that foam could be so controversial?
And some got thumbs down.
So. All right, let's get into this one. Kevin's been crabbing about his foam video since it was posted back on the 14th. What's your issue?
I just don't like thumbs down.
Okay, well, tell people what you did first, in case they didn't see it.
We give away a ton of stuff on Reddit, and for Lolly's product, we get the product in for free. USPS gives us boxes for free, just because you can get
free flat rate
boxes. Yep. So when we give when we do these giveaways, the main costs incurred are going to be our shipping costs and our packing costs. And because we're shipping out a ton of these things, we try to reduce costs. And one thing that worked out... since we were using a lot of this foam around other areas, is expanding foam works well for boxes. And when you look at these hard drives shipped out in the wild, it's rigid foam that protects these things really well in shipment. So we were like, okay, let's try it out and see what happens. And we can ship a hard drive safely in a small flat rate box with like minimal padding.
Yeah, the flat rate box is the key, right? Because for $790... which I think is the standard rate for a small flat rate box, we can ship a 3.5-inch drive.
Or two 2.5-inch.
Sometimes more if we kind of
SSDs, you can just smash them in.
SSDs, yeah, who cares about those? You can put those in an envelope with a stamp.
Yeah, so I showed off, like, you put in a little anti-static baggie, which is like 15 cents or something, and then pad it off the bottom, spray a little foam in each corner, and... I have to say that there is a certain group of people that gets really offended by this.
Well, you got the Reddit hate first before
Well, you got other hate before that, but
it's just a strange thing to get up in arms about. It's just like, hey, it worked. Some people are like, well, it costs a lot and stuff. But like,
well, if foam's not that expensive.
Yeah, and if you're doing it often, or if you're just trying to protect a box, and by the way, you can extrapolate it up into like. We had one shipment of that switch that I think we gave out to someone, and we had a box, and we had to make it fit, and we were able to get the thing just centered perfectly.
Was that the one we shipped in the Cheetos box?
Yes.
So sometimes we're not great at retaining original packaging from vendors, especially if these things have been around in the lab for a while. There are very few benefits for working at Storage Review, but we do supply the break room with several snacks, and those boxes tend to be reused because we're so eco-conscious as shipping boxes. And I think we did put a switch in there. You covered it. You protected the switch with a
trash bag.
Garbage bag, okay.
Well, so
in and then foam the shit out of it in the corners?
In a past job, I did a lot of shipping and receiving for a computer refurbisher, and using two-part foam is a normal thing. You take basically two trash bags, one on the bottom, you spray in the foam. It works.
Okay, it works. Let's get back to your issue. Wait. So, yeah, Tom.
Yeah, so you like go to Home Depot and get a can of that stuff, and I believe it's called Great Stuff.
Yes.
Henceforth a name, Storage and Stuff.
Would you get out of here? I'm gonna mute your mic.
But really, though, the videos, it's just trying to think of normal things we're working through. A lot of it's add-on to reviews, certain news topics, and we're trying to go through the workflow, just items that are new and interesting to us, we're working through.
All right, but you pushed over 1,000 views on your spray foam thing, so that's got to feel good. That was your first self-produced, self-shot, self-narrated video. This was totally a Kevin O'Brien joint.
15 minutes from coming to the office before my morning coffee.
I'm glad you said coffee.
The weirdest thing to get angry about the dislikes, because that he didn't put as like if it was like our cooling system and people dislike that, I could see him getting angry.
Really? Why you're confused as to why he's so upset?
Well, yeah, that one I don't care about. I mean, it works for 4 years. Who cares?
Yeah, well, your foam worked. We were at 100% shipping rate, and we've shipped probably a couple hundred hard drives.
I'm just saying,
the
effort you put into the cooling was much higher than the effort you put into the foam.
That's
packing.
A good point.
Yeah, well, some things I don't care about, but foam, I love foam.
All right, so you're upset about the thumbs down, right?
Yes.
Okay, but I'm looking at the current stats. You've pushed over 1,000 views, and you're looking at an 86.2% like versus dislike. That's better than you ever did in college in your 6 years.
I only made some people happy, not everyone.
You're going to get so many thumbs down after
everyone's going to listen to the pod and just go take a giant dump on that video. And then it got posted over on HomeLab too. Someone cross posted it for you or posted on.
I think it was Data Hoarder.
Oh, Data Hoarder, right. Data Hoarder's a different group of dudes.
Yeah, it's like the people that gets offended about foam are the same guys that go to like Fry's and just tear open an external hard drive and just gut it to get like the.
That's the terabytes, brah.
Well, you're going after cost savings. And it's like, what isn't fun about saving money?
So you were offended that their cheapness did not appreciate your cheapness.
Yes.
You're like the Costanza of this this situation.
Kevin's level of cheapness is pretty high standard, though.
So, well, that is for sure. So Kevin's offended by, what is it, four dislikes or maybe five?
Don't worry, it'll probably be eight by the time the podcast is done.
Probably, on the YouTube channel, and then a little bit of anger. On our subreddit, we just got questions, like legitimate questions, and you answered those, and that was great. The Data Hoarder guys, a couple of them got a little grumpy with you, and that hurt your feelings. But I want to read one particular review and get your take on it. I don't want to watch that because it's very stupid voice. That
one did hurt.
Why is that?
Is that the one Alex put up? Or?
No, it wasn't Alex.
No, so my 3-year-old, I was showing that I was doing YouTube videos, and he was commenting how much he was like, it was a stupid video, that's a really stupid voice. That really hurt.
It hurt that your son just took a giant crap on your hard work in your video that you're so proud of. Oh, kids are the best, aren't they?
So what percentage? You're like at 87% likes?
86.2.
That's on the foam one. Well, everything else is like near perfection.
Yeah, I was going to say the Godfather movie, I just went to Rotten Tomatoes. It got a 9.2. So, I mean, some people don't even like the Godfather movie.
That's
so,
a good
I think
point.
You're pretty
Because
pretty
Shawshank
good.
Redemption's better.
Oh, dear Lord.
Now that's going to be some Reddit.
Yeah. Hey, everyone that wants to take their anger out on Kevin, just hit that foam video. The other ones are
dislike.
The other ones are good videos. Let's not collateral damage the rest of the video crew. But to continue to build the awareness of what we're doing on YouTube, we took a NAS. It was the TS-877 from QNAP. And what did we put in that bad boy, Kevin?
We used the 6 terabyte HST NAS hard drives.
The 4 terabyte.
Oh, 4 terabyte. Well, I have so many piles of hard drives, it's hard to keep track. But we had the 4 terabyte HST NAS drives. And then we had the 2 8-terabyte Seagate archive drives, and then 2 480-gig Micron M500DC SSDs. And the nice thing with that is I built out this box where I was thinking of like, okay, I could load it up with a ton of drives. That'd be fun. Or I could kind of force someone into like, here's your bulk storage, here's some cache, and then use this thing as your archiver, like backup targets. And those SMR drives, they're cool, but they're also awful. SMR technology,
They're esoteric.
it gets finicky depending on how you use them. I mean, it's a fantastic product, a lot of cool technology, but for continuous write activity, it just gets bludgeoned up performance. For read activity, it's fine. You just have to find a very specific use case, and archive works well. So, built out a nice little box for someone if they want to do like grab a NFR license from Veeam or another backup guy, and build out a little box for hosting some VMs and backing them up. I mean, in a perfect world, you'd have a different box for backup, but most home labs might be barely running off of an iPhone. Some people got to make do with what they have, and we built out a really nice platform.
So we put together this. By the way, if somebody was smart, they would have called QNAP and seen if they could have sold like a sponsor slot for this podcast.
Yeah, I'm not in charge of that.
No one's in charge of that's the damn problem. But we could have done that.
Tom's naming this podcast. Why
Yeah,
didn't
Tom,
he?
why don't you go
Yeah,
sell something?
Tom.
Bring something to the table.
You know, I was actually thinking about that, and I think we need to kind of think a little bit out of the box and maybe some peripheral vendors. For example, Reynolds aluminum wrap, because I know that, Kevin, he wears the little tinfoil hat,
Oh man,
at work.
so he would
So I think we should get them to sponsor
he would use it all in his smoker,
three
probably.
Christmases ago, I got I think it was 1,000 feet or 1,000 yards of aluminum foil, the commercial thing where it's like a
On
six
the
by
big
six.
roller.
Yeah, and it's stuck up above the microwave, and we've been using it since.
You're not supposed to use that in the microwave.
It's above the
Okay,
microwave.
just don't put it in the microwave.
Well, it makes some fun sparks.
Yeah. I remember warming up a Kit Kat once for some reason when I was a child.
That
And you know how
sounds.
it's got that foil wrap? Well,
It warmed it up
you don't,
well.
yeah, you don't know because today they're just plastic. But back in my day, the Kit Kat had a foil wrapper and then it slid
Lead wrapping
inside
around.
the paper wrapper. Now they've Mars or whoever that is cheaped out on us. Anyway, so we put together this NAS. We 32 terabytes of hard drives, 960 of SSD, great system. Couple grand just bare, right? And then we filled it up with all that stuff. It's
I think the
probably
only thing we didn't put inside of it is a 10 gig card.
ten.
But
Yeah, it's got two slots on the
yeah,
back.
this model has it's either two or three slots, but
I don't remember.
It supports 10 40 gig, which probably means that supports a lot of the Mellanox drivers and stuff, which go on eBay, grab a card of your choosing, and you'd have a pretty nice platform.
All right, so a couple grand, I don't know, 4 or 5 grand maybe, all in on this thing. Great system. So we did that video. We actually went over to
Ooh, and it supports karaoke.
that's great. We went over to the VMware sub on Reddit and gave it away over there and had just absolutely phenomenal engagement. We're so thrilled and feel warm and tingly inside with the engagement we got with the VMware audience over there. And at noon, a couple hours ago Eastern, we selected the winner, and it's Gen 4200 is the winner. So that he or she has won. Sent me the address, I believe. Let's see where this thing's going. We're not going to
Is
dox.
it a Cincinnati, Ohio
Oh
address?
gosh, that would save so much money in shipping. It's going to Colorado, so that thing probably weighs 30 pounds to Colorado. That's going to set us back a little bit.
Yeah.
We should have made him pay or her. Too late. I already promised to do it, so we'll get that boxed up and out today. But that's been one of our recent successes on video, and our plan's just to keep cranking through. We did a little video of a 3-node vSAN setup and configuration
Soon be a
yesterday.
4-node.
Soon, oh yeah, because the one server was acting crabby.
Yeah, we had a server that stopped having its RAID card appear. I massaged it a little bit, got it working again.
Your technique of jiggling it?
Yes, it worked. So the shake it, kick it around stuff, It works for consumer tech, enterprise tech,
it works
everything.
For everything.
Yeah.
If you just jiggle it just a little bit.
He literally walks around the lab and just massages things. That's how he gets it all to work.
Hopefully he does most of that before we get here in the morning.
Yes, it's before my coffee.
So, you know, we implore you to check out the YouTube channel. We think that's going to be another fun and different way to engage with everybody. And let us know what you want. Reach out, tweet, write, send a postcard. Let us know what kind of content you think's interesting. We're working on another server video today that we... we butchered the shit out of that thing earlier. We tried once.
Good Lord, that was six takes. Usually it's you try and work through the motions to make sure everything is going to work.
Literally nothing we were trying to do in that video worked.
Yeah, you start it off and it's like a little bit missed up on the dialogue, and then we roll into setup, the hardware setup, and then it's like the smallest things, and you look at it and you're like, wait, I don't know which way these things are supposed to go. And then you're like scratching your head looking like a moron. And it's like, okay, we got to cut this. And we're standing there like 5 minutes trying to figure out like, what is the right way these things go?
No, I think the video of 5 minutes of us looking like idiots would have been at least entertaining to somebody.
That's how we get our minutes up in these videos.
That might get you more thumbs down though.
True, but any views is a good view.
Yeah, so we've got to get our minutes up. We got to get those pump up those rookie minute numbers. But again, you know, let us know what you think on videos. We're gonna keep cranking on that and see what we can do. I like the videos because what we did, like with the Cumulo one, that's a review that we've talked about a lot on the podcast. We've hit on some of the other social channels, Twitter, Instagram, that sort of thing. But at least if we do a video, it gives us something concrete that we can publish earlier and talk about it a little bit, show the UI a little bit, which is a nice tease rather than making everyone wait, you know, 6-8 weeks for the full review to come through.
Yeah, and some things don't really convey as well through pictures or text as they do with video. So it does give another vantage point to some cool content.
Yeah, I think that in the labs, if we add videos to them, will help a lot because in the labs is more informal.
Yeah,
this is what Kevin's up to kind of thing. So
ooh, if we had a video of me installing some of the cooling, I think it was the summer I went up there in the Tyvek thing and then it starts shredding and I came down pouring a sweat.
Yeah,
perfect video.
Some videos were not meant to be, but the
video
of you
drilling holes in the walls,
the video of you jiggling the perk card for 30 seconds, cursing at the server and mashing it back into the rack, you know,
or at least a blooper reel at some point.
We've thought about that, doing an outtake reel. Normally, they're so heavily laced with profanity, I don't know what would happen to us.
Yeah, I think it's almost
YouTube.
All swear words.
It's just 90%, beep, 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 beep. 90% language. Yeah, absolutely. So we've got the YouTube thing going. That's fun. That'll give you a tease of what we're working on in the lab, what's coming up, and hold us accountable, actually, to actually delivering these reviews on a timely basis, which we've been doing better with. We've got the kid now, Alex, here working on a lot of the end user stuff. We've got Juan out in Taipei doing a lot of interface work. He's doing he's going to help spearhead some of the VMware work we're going to deliver, both in written word and video. We've got Lyle's up in Toronto working away, Michael in Houston, Tom, that son of a gun out in the Pac Northwest. I mean, the team's gotten to the point, which has really helped us expand these things and take the time to do the videos, the Instagram, the Twitter and Facebook and the newsletter and all that sort of thing, each with its own special flavor. What else we got going on? Adam, I know we haven't had a ton of news lately, but there were a couple standouts in the last week, weren't there?
Yeah, we had a few things. Kingston released a DC1000B M.2. It's NVMe, goes up to 480 gigabytes. It's mainly for server boot. It's out in the wild now.
That's another low-ish endurance one, right? Yeah, half a drive write per day. Kingston is slicing and dicing that entry SSD space in the enterprise six ways to Sunday, it looks like. I mean, I guess they're clearly finding a market for each one of these, but I
come in cheap, and that's
I would guess, and I haven't spent much time thinking about this, that if you're a server vendor and you need a boot drive, you don't want to pay a full drive write per day because you don't need it. So Kingston said, no problem, we'll just cut this thing back a little bit and off we go.
Yeah, it speeds up to 3.2 gigabytes per second, so it's not top of the line, but it's cheap. It does what you need it to do.
It was kind of funny early on is you wouldn't think it, but the capacity points for some of the really small M.2 form factor Optane drives, I think it was the H10, those were some of the cheapest M.2 NVMe-based products in the market. So it's like that space doesn't really need a lot of capacity. It's just really just all price. And it's fun to see new products come out in that area.
What else you got?
Netgear had some CES announcements that missed us.
Yeah, we were a little late on that, but
but that's all right. They did release new switches, six new switches that are PoE Plus and PoE Plus Plus, including the first cloud-managed Ultra 60 PoE Plus Plus. That's a
Yeah,
lot of
the
pluses.
yeah the plus each plus I think is a given number of watts, but it really comes down to there's different devices hitting the market where the original 15.4 watts or whatever of PoE doesn't really cover, and you're now having VoIP
4060,
phones and thin clients, monitors. I mean, you look at the Ubiquiti side, and they even have troffer lights, the 4x the 2x4 foot lights in panel assemblies that are PoE powered.
That's strange. Seems like a weird way to use a switch.
Well, it's more of a power delivery mechanism that you for a lot of areas the code compliant aspects to running Ethernet to low voltage isn't the same for AC power. And there, I mean, there are economics that can work out. Like you look at our Eaton UPSs, and those have a hardwired bus bar to get the thing initially installed. But after you have the first UPS in, it's plug and play. You don't need an electrician to come out to plug in the UPS. Just a little quick connector into the bus bar, and the IT guy can do it.
Yeah.
So there's certain areas where PoE is really starting to change how thin clients and other things are working, and the power envelope is increasing, so the specs are increasing to support it.
I would say, but just the influx of IoT and smart devices into homes and offices. That's the great opportunity for Netgear here to.
Yeah, the IoT thing is continues to
Ooh,
explode.
you could get a PoE powered finger warmer.
Yeah, that's true. For the
He won't
summer.
need that till the summer, though.
Yeah,
No, probably in the winter.
I need an air conditioner. PoE.
That's our reverse cooling open air lab situation, where Adam on the lower level freezes in the summer, sweats in the winter, and confuses. I'm surprised you don't get more sick from that.
There's like 3 or 4 days a year where it's nice in there.
In the spring,
Yeah,
you
spring
get
and
a
fall, you
day.
get like two in each. Let's see. Quantum released the F1000, which is the F2000, only it's not high availability. And it only has one. Let's see here. Actually, this is really specific NVMe storage. It's only for video and like CGI, video rendering thing. It's supposed to be a low cost entry into the store next. And it's a single controller, 1U, so not high availability. Not a whole lot of details outside of that. It's
Yeah, I
just.
actually had a chat with them late yesterday on Thursday afternoon, and it had been a little while since we talked, so it was good timing. But I get the sense of it that Quantum is really trying to segment what they do in their business with their own gear, right? Their store next and their hardware, and they've had some success in a number of places, one of them being media and entertainment. And their customers are telling them that they're faster for these large file transfers using their what is it, the F2000 before
F2000,
and now the F1000
I
that
have to
are.
assume that's some kind of a way to, you know, carve out a niche too, because you have NetApp with their own NVMe, and it would be hard for somebody like Quantum to just come out and say, yeah, we're gonna take them down. But if they say this is, we have this NVMe product for this particular use case.
Well, a lot of those use cases too. It's been a while since we've been to NAB, but last I recall, that industry is highly cost conscious, and so NetApp, All Flash Isilon. I mean, a lot of those things are outside the scope. Sure, if you're Disney or DreamWorks or whatever, we've seen those data centers a number of times, but that's
But
1%,
even
in
there,
terms of
though, I
who
mean,
can
you don't
use
want to
it.
be spending your movie budget on
Hardware.
NetApp, yeah,
Yeah.
when you can be marketing instead. So it's interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see. I think they've got a good thing going. They have a rugged system too that I didn't even know about. So they've got a like a data collection NAS sort of use case that's
they have like a handful of just oddball things.
Yeah. Well, they're selling that into, you know, the typical places, military, oil, gas, that sort of thing. And they've got another converged infrastructure that they're working on for the NVR space, which is kind of cool. So security surveillance in a sort of cluster to go kind of thing that runs Milestone or whatever your NVR software is within that cluster is kind of neat. And they're starting to address the same thing that all the unstructured guys are around data never leaving. So if you're producing this data, you know, they're treating it like content and not like files. And that's a different mentality, right? In terms of how you're thinking about those as assets and not requirements to maintain. So, you know, I that was a good conversation. We'll probably get something going with those guys sooner than later.
There was one other news piece that didn't make a big of a splash, but I thought was kind of interesting. It was Catalogic's KubaDR. It was a disaster recovery for Kubernetes.
Tom, you ever run into those guys at KubaCon or anything?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, I'm sure they're there, but we haven't engaged with them a lot
for years.
Yeah, there's so many people out there in the Cube world. Never ran into them.
It's a disaster recovery for the cluster data in etcd, which is where the data is stored for Kubernetes. So I haven't heard a lot about Kubernetes disaster recovery before this.
Well, it's something that I think the app guys have not done a great job of understanding, and the infrastructure guys and IT guys have not really historically understood what the app guys are doing. So it's been a bit of a challenge there. But that's one of the big things, too, is where does the control plane end up for containers? If it's in VMware, then you know backing up and securing containers and putting your policies around it is a little easier for traditional enterprise infrastructure. But there is quite a bit going on there. I had a conversation that was pretty interesting too with the SIGRA. I know it's been a little while since we've worked with them directly, but they're, if you remember, they launched that integration with FreeNAS some time ago, speaking of backup, and they're apparently having some pretty good success there looking at doing another iteration on that code base. So those guys continue to truck along. Tom, what else do you have going on out in your neck of the woods?
Let's see. That little Nook, Intel Nook, I stripped it down and installed ESX on it. I wanted to use it as a little node for Horizon, some Horizon desktops. And I actually got 10 desktops to run on it. And I got
on the one
about
little
it.
Nook?
Yeah, one little Nook. And it has a quad-core processor on it, a 32 gig of RAM, and, you know, just a SSD drive in it. But I was thinking 10 years ago when Horizon first came out, I mean, that's kind of what servers were. You usually had a dual proc with, you know, four, maybe six cores and not much more memory than that. So, yeah, it kind of makes sense. And I know our friends over at Scale are doing some stuff, and I wanted to just try and run Horizon on it, and it seems to be working pretty dang good. And it was just a real, real easy install to put ESX on it.
That does sound pretty cool. And on the Scale, I got to go up to Chicago for something in a couple weeks, and I'm thinking I'll just hop in the car, stop by Indy, and see these little Scale Nooks with my own eyes on my way way up north.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're in Indianapolis. The great steakhouse there. Haven't taken you out for the steak in the center of town there.
Is that Outback Steakhouse? What is that?
it's the Red Robin.
Red
Robin. Get the bloomin' onion, man. Now there's a fantastic old school steakhouse there. And you know me and my steaks. The Tomahawk Steak, fantastic. And then if you go another hour outside of Indianapolis, that's the Auburn Court Duesenberg Museum. So you can stop and see that too. Yeah.
Do I still owe you a steak, or are we even?
Absolutely. I've only been eating fish since.
Let's go to Outback.
Hey, you probably dropped 10 pounds, though. That's good.
Yeah. And then I tried the same thing with the Ahrefs. Got a little Ahrefs server here that's 8x8 rather than 4 inches by 4 inches like the Nuke is. Able to install ESX on it too. It has the Xeon processor on it. Hey, but yeah.
Hey, could I ask you a question? Maybe you could quit screwing around with those and finish some of the reviews you have in your queue.
I'll stop that one. It's killing me, man.
All right, get back to work. What, Kevin? Kevin joined. Wait, no. While we're on thin clients, Kevin joined the world of caring about thin clients. What, he did something. What'd you do?
I kind of deleted the thin client version of Windows and installed full version of Windows on,
One of those HP things?
yeah, it was the HP EliteBook, but that was more of a, we were lacking a system in the lab with a hardwired LAN port, and that was the last system laying around, and I had to get some software on it, so it worked out. Not all thin clients would fit that role. This one had a fairly decent Samsung SATA M.2 SSD in it,
Well, this one
so
probably didn't want to fit that rule, going against its nature of thin clientness.
it didn't know what it wanted to do. It just it's just
Just
hardware. But
pieces.
yes, it worked out well.
All right, what else you got going on, Tom?
Let's see. My friends over at Isilon informed me, Dell Isilon, big storage, NAS
Yeah,
storage.
heard of them.
They want a technical Emmy. So
Yeah,
had a little
we got
hat
the
tip to
news.
them.
That's a
News for
thing?
that.
What the hell's a technical Emmy?
For Emmy Award for the technical use and whatever.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
as part of a movie production or something?
Yeah. TV, I guess.
TV, yeah.
So next year, I want you to be put up as the presenter. You'd be our Ricky Jarvis of the technical Emmys.
Well, that would be fantastic.
And
I
wouldn't
don't
that be
know that that technical Emmy segment was in the national broadcast though.
great? Yeah, and you
That was
get
probably
Adam.
more a breakfast buffet earlier in the
I mean, if you go out and insult all the
day.
people, they might put it on
Yeah.
YouTube
And you could get Kevin and Adam to be like Tammy Faye and Amy whatever. They'd be equivalent presenters.
Tammy Faye
Yeah.
Baker, or do you mean Tina Faye?
Tina Faye, yeah.
Jiminy
Tammy
Christmas,
Faye Baker.
televangelist version from the 80s.
Yeah.
You're headed out to Israel next week, yeah?
Yeah, I am going to go over there and visit with a few companies. Looking forward to that. I've been working on my a traditional Israeli greeting, Mele Klikimaka. So, been working on that.
I don't know if that's good or not good, but
Actually, that's Hawaiian for happy holidays or something, but I'm going to see if I can get away with
if you just say it fast, and I found if you say it confidently, that should get the job done.
Yep. And then lastly, my friends over at Linbit, they sent over a news blurb saying they were able to kick out like 15 million IOPS on a
15 million.
12-node cluster built from standard off-the-shelf Intel servers. So they're kind of kicking butt over there. These are the guys that did the DRBD data replication stuff. They're just kind of a smaller outfit based in Austria.
Austria.
Yeah. And I've had a relationship with them for a couple of years, and just really great guys. And it's just an open source storage def software defined storage play that we need to get them in and chat with them.
Well, you like snowboarding so much. Austria has some hills from what I've understood. Why not just swing by on your way to or from Israel?
Maybe I will. I went snowboarding last night, skiing last night, and really enjoyed it. Got up and had some fun.
I just want to be clear. I was not implying that that would be part of any budget that we would cover as part of your international adventure.
No,
it's required that
I
you take me to Austria with you.
You want to go to Austria?
Yeah.
I've never been.
I would love to go to Austria. My German's Austrian German anyway. It's easier to speak,
That's
so.
not where the kangaroos are, is it?
Maybe in the zoos.
That's Australia. They're two different things, yeah. Actually, I was listening to something about the fires. They were saying the smoke in Australia is going to lap itself around the entire globe, which is kind of terrifying and interesting at the same time.
Yeah.
Didn't they
Yeah.
finally just get some good rain in the past week or so?
I don't know. When they show those maps, though, of how big the fire is, when they overlay it on the
You
United
can see it
States,
from
oh
space,
my
and
gosh, it's unbelievable how big that is.
Dynatrace, their big convention's coming up in 2 weeks in Vegas. Perform. They're based in Austria too. So
Oh,
Adam,
we're starting to plan a trip now, aren't we?
yeah,
in Vienna,
yeah.
Austria, or
Vienna, the home of those little sausages.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
sausages.
Gosh, bring a bag back of those for Kevin. I don't even think you have to refrigerate those sons of bitches, do you?
No, I don't. I think you could just leave them out in the open. They'll be fine.
Oh, the
you can leave them out in the open and nobody will eat them either.
Unrefrigerated wet pork.
Oh, that stuff from Taipei that you like so
much.
Marshall brought some of that over. That stuff looked disgusting. I don't know how you eat that crap.
He eats SpaghettiOs every day.
I ate it and then realized what it was.
And regretted the decision?
Yeah. I didn't get sick, but that's the wet, not from, well, maybe it is fermented, but wet meat that's just room temperature.
Ugh.
Is not
Stop it. How does, of all this stuff that you're not supposed to bring into the country, shouldn't that be on the list of crap you shouldn't bring through customs?
Well, it doesn't grow, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't grow?
You bring in fruit or vegetables that have seeds, then you have like invasive species issues.
Sure. That's invasive meat.
You're not going to plant some like cubes of pork and have like pigs start popping up.
Oh, that would be cool though if you could.
I was going to say a cow's popping up, but it's like wrong meat.
Grow a pig?
Best thing I've seen in not taking something on a plane was in Narita, Japan. They sold this cheese. It was like a cracker. And they get free samples of it. And it was,
wait, the cheese is a cracker?
It's like really hard, like a cracker. It's like dried out
ooh,
cheese.
Ooh, I remember this story.
But it's not baked like Parmesan crisps or something,
I'm
is
not
it?
Sure, but they give you these free samples, and it's so good, and it's so expensive. People would buy it for $75 a box or what it was. Then they would confiscate the boxes before you got on the plane. And they're like, oh, you can't take these on the plane.
How would they know? Do you just shove it in your bag?
I think it was just a racket. I don't know. I just watched people buy it, and I would watch the guards like take it from people before they got on the plane.
If they saw it in your hands.
Because yeah, I was there forever, and it got boring after a while. So we got some of this free cheese, and we're like, oh, this is good. Then we watch it take it for people, and I'm like,
Well, that... you didn't buy it, $75 cheese,
there's
and bring it
so
back?
Many people in that airport, it's hard to move. You just try not to move because you want to start sweating because then you won't be able to stop.
Oh, come on. You guys are making me sick between your sweating in the airport and your wet pork.
Yeah, the airport's a couple hours out from Tokyo, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. You could see Tokyo from the airport, yeah.
You got to take a big old bus out there, yeah.
Yeah, the other... I should have probably gone over this earlier. The other major project in addition to the YouTube effort is we're... redesigning the site after how many years?
1998?
I don't know if it's... it might be since 1998. So the site's been online since 98. It wasn't...
It's like an old retro... I don't want to say it, but I want to. It's like an old retro bathroom. Sometimes...
Wait, like the pink tile and shit?
There are some styles that kind of like... go out of style and come back in.
It's us. I mean,
yeah.
We're so old, we're cool.
We are retro bathrooms.
Well, you know, tech publishers, I think, get away with that a little bit because, especially enterprise, like our audience is not.
Well, and it's worked well. I mean, it's not an awful design, but it works well on mobile. So even though
it's ugly on mobile. Oh, you mean when you load.
Yeah, you load
the
full
version.
Site on
no,
mobile.
No, our mobile site is pure crap. And we only launched that because we had to, because Google said they were going to pound us in the traffic if we didn't launch an AMP version of the site. So we did that. We did the base minimum. And yeah, so after 20 years, perhaps, we're doing a site redesign. And it's going to look really, really different, really visual, heavy on high quality imagery, so you guys are gonna have to dust off your photo skills. Get ready for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Tom.
How's
it gonna render on Archie and Gopher? You know, that's my browser of choice. Is that a deep poll? Do you guys even know?
Well, I'm gonna make an ASCII version just for you.
So what we could do is the day before rendering, I could load it up on Lynx and see how it looks.
Well, you tried telling Cumula we run on Token Ring, didn't you?
Yeah, they got freaked out, but they did get a little bit of a laugh.
See, I think if you go with an old enough reference like that, and if we had said our whole lab is 1 gig, they would have probably crapped their pants because they would have thought you were...
How many ports do we need?
650. yeah, so we've got that going underway. We've got... It'll look great on mobile and tablets and...
It's fully IE6 compatible.
IE6, great. It'll look really pretty. Netscape. It'll be fast. Navigator. It'll be good. And so we're working on that right now, and hopefully we'll have an update on that in the next couple of weeks. I'm frankly pretty excited for this next segment. We need to get your Get your cousin on the horn. We're going to need a little special music for this segment. You ready?
Okay.
Is he on the horn?
No.
Okay. Good. I like how you said okay and then no. Now it's time for Adam's Movie Corner. And this is the segment that I know everyone's been waiting for. Last week in Adam's Movie Corner, you recommended Brawl and Cell Block 99 after I had brought up the... that was the start of Adam's Movie Corner because I was talking about Bone Tomahawk, which you recommended to me individually. So Cell Block 99 starring Vince Vaughn, who he's in trouble now, by the way. Have you seen this? For shaking hands and with Donald and Melania Trump at the college football game. He's cancel culture's after his ass now. But Vince Vaughn, Don Johnson, etc. You want provide a summary of the movie?
Vince Vaughn plays an ex-boxer who gets tangled up in some crimes. He does the right thing, but ends up in jail anyway. And since he went against his boss, he has to try to assassinate another prisoner. Or they're going to
But there's him. A problem.
Yeah.
The other prisoner is in a different prison.
He's in Sublock 99, a super secret prison. So it's fun for the whole family, I think. It's not...
No, this is another that goes in Adam's recommendation in Adam's Movie Corner that is definitely not kid-friendly. And it's another one though where
it's unrated, so...
Well, it starts off a little slow, kind of like... It's like normal movie, goes to jail, normal movie, everything's cool, crime movie. And then when he finds out he's got to switch prisons after his girlfriend gets... Or wife gets captured by, you know, some other cronies... Then he basically, for the rest of the movie, is just beating the shit out of people.
Yeah, he basically beats people to death in horrible ways.
Oh my gosh. Because
he has to go into the worst cell block. So, but he went to jail for running drugs, so he got like a 7-year sentence. So he can't go to like death
right.
row on, he's, on drug
he's
charges.
Got, so he's got to kick some ass and break. So,
yeah,
there's so many broken
people.
Arms and mashed faces
yeah,
in
but
this
the
movie.
Face thing is the worst.
Like
thing
I thought
the
after
movie.
You told me Bone Tomahawk was cool, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll check it out. I'm like, nope, that was gross. And then this one, same director, that's pretty gross. Oh my gosh, Tommy, did you see this one?
Oh yeah, I really liked this one. And again, looked at Rotten Tomatoes, 91%, which is up there with The Godfather and Kevin's Foam Video.
Yeah.
I think that this may be the only time where Kevin's videos are put up next to Godfather. it was good. I enjoyed it.
Vince Vaughn's really good in dramatic roles.
He is good. What I was talking to you about the one he did where maybe 15 years ago where he was a stalker or a creeper of some sort.
He was in that terrible remake of Psycho.
No,
it was like
wasn't
one of his
that.
First films.
I'm gonna Kevin, pull up IMDb while you're
he was
not
in,
doing anything.
The Cell, which was
The
a
Cell,
bad
that was
movie.
Crap.
Which it had a fairly good cast. It's a shame it was such a bad movie.
Oh, gosh. I remember, was that the one where they sliced that horse into
yeah,
like 50
they
pieces?
They showed that horse what's up.
Oh, that was disgusting.
So what year are you thinking about?
I'm thinking it's at least 15 years ago. It was before Old School. It was before he did a lot of the comedy bits. But he was a stalker or a criminal. I don't know. Kevin will find it. Anyway, I did look up that prison, the Red Leaf Prison, because that building in the movie looked really cool. It's actually Fort Wadsworth in Staten Island, and it doesn't have a roof on it or anything, so they must have...
Domestic disturbance? With was that with Travolta?
Travolta, yeah, that might be it. Yeah, he plays the bad guy. Travolta's like the family guy in that one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... What's that ranking? What's that rating? Is that up there with Kevin Foam and Godfather?
No, that's at about 50%.
Well, it has Travolta in it, so that usually drops
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's at least 25 points off.
It was a 90-minute film, so...
A 90-minute romp of
Sound
Vince
like 99
Vaughn
is about 2.5 hours.
It's 220 at least.
Man, as you guys are watching that, I can't, like... I've been catching up on...
Blippi?
My Netflix series, which this past week or so...
Don't... Stop talking.
No, it's just been more, like... Well, it's a 50-50 vote to see what we're watching, so... I'm kind of watching something else at the moment.
What kind of democracy do you run in your household? Why don't you tell everyone, while you're not watching Adam's Movie Corner, why don't you tell everyone what you're watching?
Season 2 of Good Girls.
What the crap is Good Girls?
It's a kind of odd comedy with, I think it's some women that start off with a heist of a grocery store that spiraled out with some gangsters.
All right, I'm done with you. Anyway, that... The Fort Wadsworth, they closed it, I think, in the 90s. I don't think you can see it anymore, but it was a British fortification, I think, during the or American Revolutionary War, and then went on to do other things. So, Cell Block 99 is streaming on Amazon still.
Amazon, yeah.
What's do we have a recommendation for this week?
I really wanted to recommend Night of the Creeps, but it's not streaming anywhere.
Yeah.
It's a classic. I did see that American Psycho is streaming on Netflix. So if you've not seen
Ooh.
that is a great movie. It's Christian Bale. I think it's his first leading role. So it was
Huh.
2000.
I know of it. I don't think I saw it.
What about the Mila Kunis American Psycho 2?
No, I wouldn't. That doesn't exist. I wouldn't.
All right, so your pick for the week is on Netflix, American Psycho,
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
And remember, when you watch this, this is a black comedy and satire. People watched it as a serious movie when it came out, and they were completely confused.
Huh.
So.
Did you read the book?
Yep, I read
American
the book.
Psycho by Bret Ellis? Yeah, fantastic book, fantastic
I
movie.
enjoy his writing, so anyone who
Oh yeah.
thinks I'm saying I enjoy him, don't come after me on Twitter.
What's
Man, as
wrong?
you mention this
Is
movie,
he
I can't help but think, like, I really need to update my business card.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the business card scene's pretty good in both the book and the movie.
All right. I'm way out of
Oh,
the
when
loop,
he
but what is he caught up
wait,
in?
hold on, and when he
What?
talked about the music, Huey Lewis in the News,
Oh,
fantastic
yeah.
scene.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's and the Jared Leto scene, that right there is, since I think everyone hates Jared Leto at this point, so that scene right there is worth watching over and over again.
Who's Jared Leto? Who's I
He
know
was
the
the
name.
Joker in the DCEU version of what was that movie?
Oh,
The
the
Suicide Squad.
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see Harley Quinn's got a movie?
Yeah,
Is
she's
that
up
the
there a
same
couple.
chick, Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
That
So.
trailer looked kind of awful. I didn't make it through the full trailer.
Well, I don't
Yeah,
watch trailers, but
that movie's gonna be a bust, man. That just
he
yeah,
that's
we
too
got
bad. Is wait, so go back to the Psycho. Is what is Huey Lewis in the movie or just does the soundtrack
No,
or
the
a song?
character, the main ca the viewpoint character is also the antagonist instead of a protagonist. Patrick Bateman's completely insane, and he's completely focused on Whitney Houston, Huey Lewis in the News, and Phil Collins, or Phil
So
Collins and Genesis.
this is firmly 80s
Yeah,
material.
it's all about the 80s. It's like the most vapid bands you can think of. He thinks they're like high art, and he
Whoa,
constantly talks
did
about
you
them.
just call Phil Collins vapid? You
Yes.
son of a
Well,
bitch.
Phil Collins' Genesis is what he specifically talked about. He said when Peter Gabriel left, the band got good, which the rest of the music world thought the opposite.
I don't
But
know. Phil Collins' Genesis was still pretty strong.
yeah, he's convinced they're artists, including Huey Lewis in the News. And the scene with that and the axe to the face is pretty good. Actually, this movie is not that violent,
All
so
right, quit. All right, quit talking. I'm gonna watch it.
it's fun. Watch it with your kids. Well, maybe not. There's another reason it's rated NC-17. It's not violent.
There's
Another
sex, isn't
kid's
there?
Oh yeah, quite a bit.
See, that's the
Yeah.
one thing that gets me. I didn't want to talk
The
about the
wink
witch.
scene?
I didn't want to talk about The Witcher again, and I said I'm gonna pound through that just because I feel committed to it. The Witcher gets better. So I thought after episode one that it was just Superman trash, the same sort of, just crappy show, but it's grown on me. But they've got boobs everywhere, and I'm not offended by that, but it makes it difficult to decide going in whether it's something I can watch with a 16-year-old or not. And I don't care. I would watch Cell Block 99 with the arm breaking and the head smashing and dragging bodies across the floor before I want to watch anything with a 16-year-old where there's sex and boobs involved. It's
Like
very
watching
uncomfortable.
Spartacus or something with him.
The Starz show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good though.
Or watch Caligula with him.
Tom, what's what is since you've got the database pulled up, what's the Rotten Tomatoes or whatever score is on American Psycho?
Oh, that has to be really, really
What
just.
what's your guess on that, Adam?
75, maybe?
75? Kevin, you have a guess?
No, I'll have the real number in a second.
No, Tom's on it. You're
I'm
cheating.
doing it, yeah.
What is it,
So
Tom?
no cheating there, Kevin. So wait, Brian says what?
I haven't seen it. I've got no idea.
Well, from what we told you, what do you think it is?
Adam tends to recommend good movies in Adam's Movie Corner. I'm gonna go 82.
Okay. And what'd Kevin say?
He had no
Well,
guesses, but he cheated.
I'm looking at the numbers, so I
Probably
can't.
13 or
All
something,
right,
but
so I'm
okay,
at
I haven't
82.
been able to pull up the number yet, so I'm gonna say 60%.
Kevin?
Okay, so IMDb has 7.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes is 68%.
Ooh.
So, I in between.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll check that out this week.
Yeah, it didn't do well in theaters because of the book controversy, but it's a pretty good movie. Yeah.
So, I've got another unpopular opinion. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I thought it was pretty terrible.
Quentin Tarantino is in a car right now driving here.
I know it won the Golden Globe for Best Picture. It's long as heck, too. It's 2.5, maybe.
That's not bad.
I think unless you live in Hollywood or are really connected to the scene in the late 60s, this is mostly 69, I just missed so many references. So I got tired of it. And in the second or the last hour, I'm just half on Wikipedia, half watching the movie because I just don't understand what Spawn Ranch is. I don't understand.
This is Brad Pitt guy.
The Dahmer thing. The Brad Pitt guy was fictitious anyway. But I don't get it, man. I know it was shot really well. It's pretty. The people like the music from the 60s. But I don't know. I didn't get it. I've got 1917 on my next list for in theater movies. I think that one's going to take most of the Oscar activity this year. It looks really good. Have you guys seen the previews for that?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen some of the behind the scenes stuff where they're trying to do the continuous shots. And
that's
stuff.
That's the hook, right? Is yeah. It's almost one shot for the whole
movie. It looks really cool.
Yeah. I know the guy, the director got picked on a little bit for
personally.
That. No, I know he got picked on for that because they're saying, you know, he was more committed to the shooting trick than the story. But
is it actually one shot, or is it just a gimmick edited to make it look like one shot?
It's done over multiple. Unless it's like
one long day. They filmed the movie in one day.
Because I was gonna say that Korean movie Old Boy, they did the hallway scene is done in one shot, which is a fairly long scene, and I knew it took months to get lots and lots of shooting just to get that one this hallway scene shot.
That's one of your favorite violent scenes of all time, isn't it?
Oh, not that scene. That movie is the best movie you'll only watch once.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it zero based on what you've told me before.
You're so horrified at the way it ends. You're just like, ugh, he's shaking for weeks.
All right, we've spent plenty of time on Adam's movie corner. I think we should probably move on
to
the general premise of the podcast. Kevin, what's going on in the lab?
Right now, as mentioned, we're deploying the Gigabyte server that will have a hopefully a video on after one or 50 more takes.
Yeah, that's second gen Xeon, 2U, 2PROC, NVMe across the front, pretty standard issue kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and beyond that, they're just kind of wrapping up some old projects.
That Supermicro server we did the video on did really well. That thing's pretty cool with all the hard drives inside and the NVMe SSDs up front.
Yeah, and that one, we can't say a lot about it, but there are...
Did I just break an embargo?
Thankfully, you didn't really mention certain parts of it, but...
Which part?
Something related to the compute performance of it. Some processors that will be upcoming.
Oh, sure. But not what we have. What we have is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
But yeah, so there's some fun projects there in motion.
We'll bleep that out.
That's all right. We didn't say I know the code word that he's after. We didn't say the code word, so we should be okay. We'll be on track for the podcast next week, but without Tom, unless you were going to call in from Israel.
Yeah, let's see if we can. I know you didn't like me trying to call in from the ski slopes.
Yeah, that was great last week. Hey, guys. Yep. Whoosh, 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 I'm on the chairlift. Can you hear me good? Yeah.
Machines go by.
Yeah, well, so we'll be back next week. We'll keep cranking. We'll be working on videos. We'll be working on all sorts of stuff and trying to keep everyone engaged. So, in the interim, if you've got thoughts on anything on Kevin's crappy foam video like his kid hates, feel free to thumbs that down on YouTube, storage review there. You can hit us at info@storagereview.com, Twitter and Instagram @storagereview. And hit our subreddit. That's /r/storagereview. That thing's doubled up, and Kevin's cranking the middle finger at me. The subreddit has really cranked up there and having some great conversation and participation on everything on Reddit. So find us any way you want. Until next time, thanks and bye-bye.